This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Best Bits podcast. This is part one, where it's a little behind the scenes with another show member and myself. You won't hear the bits on this podcast, so make sure you go check out part two if you want to hear just the bits. But right now, I got to talk to my dude, Lunchbox. What up?
Well, I'm not your dude. Your dude is the guy you're dating. I would say, please. Hey, what's up? It's Lunchbox. But I mean, I like being called your dude. Like, hey.
I have a feeling this little podcast today is going to be a bit rough because Lunchbox is grumpy.
No, he's not getting
any sleep.
I just thought it was interesting you called me your dude. Like,
my guy. He's my guy. Like, my friend.
Okay. Like, my bro. Like, my friend. Okay.
Well, I'm not going to say my bro because I'm not a dude. So I have to say my dude or my guy.
Well, if you watch like MTV and stuff now, they call chicks bro. Like, bro, why are you doing that,
but
bro?
Guys are still the only ones saying that.
But why do guys call chicks bro? That is so weird to me. Like, I watch these reality shows.
You're the dude. Shouldn't you know why?
No, because I don't call chicks bro because I find it so weird. But I watch these MTV reality shows and they're like, bro. And they're talking to the girl and I'm like, no, she's sis, or something like that. Don't call her bro. It's like so unattractive.
It sounds weird when you say sis. I do call like other women sister.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't ever say sis. When you were saying that, it sounds like it's a cyst. Like they have something coming off of their body.
Didn't think about that.
Yeah.
But I do not like it when guys call girls bro because it makes it very awkward and very unattractive.
Well, this is just a little peek into what you're getting on this podcast because I'm telling y'all, Lunchbox is feisty and grumpy today because he is not getting much sleep. And you can talk about in a little bit why you're not getting much sleep. Okay, but we got to get into it. So coming in at number 7 on the bit list, Bobby helped a listener named Merle. He has a huge anniversary coming up and he wanted to surprise his wife with some news. So it was a really cool, fun moment. But Lunchbox, listen, MSN did like a romance poll and I want to hear where you're at. And I know you got an opinion on like the state of the world right now.
Yes, I do.
So, but first, I want to know where you fall in this romance poll.
Okay, well, what do you want me to do?
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Okay.
What
is your favorite low-key romantic gesture?
What do you mean?
Like low-key, like buying flowers, getting some chocolate, like something that you don't, it's not a full day planned, it's not a date planned,
oh,
it's just low-key.
Okay. Do the dishes.
Oh, you do the dishes for your wife?
Yeah, every once in a while I'll do the dishes.
Yeah.
Very rare, but I do the dishes now and then.
Yeah, because there's so much. Is it yours or is it all of the babies?
Oh, it's all of the kids. I mean, my wife, mine. There's dishes stack up fast. And my wife, we should go to paper plates. And I said, no, we're not doing paper plates.
Oh, yeah, because you have a whole thing on the
environment. Yeah. Like, how bad is it for us to throw away 5 paper plates every single meal? That is such a waste and so bad. You got to cut down so many trees for that. So your boy vetoed that. And I said, we will stick to regular dishes. We have a dishwasher. All we got to do is clean them up a little bit, put them in the dishwasher, and they'll be clean. And yes, you waste a little bit of water, but you're fitting a lot more in there than you would be wasting the paper plate. So I'm not for that.
Well, let me ask you this, because I've seen your little reels you do on Instagram, and there was one where you did have dishes everywhere, right?
Oh, man, that was a bad one.
So how is it that when you have a dishwasher, I've always been so intrigued by this because there is never a dish that gets left in my sink ever. And I don't have kids, so this is why I'm asking you.
I was going to say, you got a lot of time on your hands.
But also, my parents never did either. That's why I'm that way, even when I was growing up. So that's why I'm asking. You know, like,
are
all you got to do.
Are they psychotic?
No, they're just very clean. I grew up in a very clean household. We always had to take care of our stuff. That's just the way it went.
We were anti-clean.
So that's why I'm asking. If you just have to throw it in the dishwasher,
but
why
does it? But you
still
have to rinse it off before you put it in the dishwasher.
Not necessarily.
Oh, my
Technically,
goodness.
They say you're not supposed to.
What do you mean they're not supposed to?
Because it actually, like, so there's apparently science behind this, and I've read this a few different times, but that the dishwasher stops working as well because if it's already clean going in there, the dishwasher doesn't really have to do much work.
The dishwasher can't tell if it's clean or not?
Yes, it can.
Oh, stop it.
I'm just telling
you. You're telling me it can tell if there is slop on, you know, spaghetti sauce and noodles on that plate.
And I will tell you, I've started to, wait, for something in the mechanics of the dishwasher, it's just like it has to do something to keep functioning correctly, right? But I'm telling you, I have started putting my dishes in there not like totally clean.
And guess
they
what?
They come out great clean.
Oh my goodness.
Perfect.
There is no chance in this world that the dishwasher can tell that there's hamburger meat left on the plate.
If it's necessarily that.
There's dried eggs on the plate or it's not on the plate. Or
why
yogurt.
Are you eating dried eggs?
No, I'm saying if you leave it on the plate and you stick it in the, there's no way it can tell that bowl is full of yogurt or not.
I don't know if it's that, but I'm just telling you, like a dishwasher over time, if it doesn't have like genuinely dirty dishes, then it doesn't operate as well. I don't know why. I don't know what the mechanics are. I'm not a engineer of washing.
If you
machines.
Buy a soil sensing dishwasher, it has the ability to automatically adjust the energy consuming aspects of a wash cycle based on the soil load of dishes. I'm going to say that's probably in the more fancy of dishwashers.
I don't think it's fancy. I think it's in all the technology now. Like if you bought a washing machine or a house or something that hasn't in the last 5 years, I think it's in there. It's that technology of washing now.
I don't know. The reason most of
I'm just telling you. FYI.
That is just crazy.
It was more of a question for me asking
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but that's why.
If you just have to throw them in the microwave or the dishwasher.
Well, that's what I was telling you. My answer was you have to rinse them off. You can't just leave food caked on there.
Okay, but even just like rinsing it off, it takes 1 second. You rinse it off, you throw it in the dishwasher. Why does it take so much to be piled up that people are like,
do you understand when you have 3 kids that 1 second is not, you don't have 1 second. Like saying having 1 second is so easy, it isn't like that. Dada, watch this. Dada. Good grief, you have no time.
Mm. You're not making it any more that I want to have kids' lunchbox.
No, it's amazing. It's really cool that they want, but sometimes when you're trying to do the dishes, you try to put dishes in the dishwasher. Guess what they're doing? Guess what they're doing?
Oh, they're putting their toys in the dishwasher?
No, wrong. They're taking the dishes out of the dishwasher.
Mm, yeah.
They're grabbing the knives in the dishwasher. They're grabbing the plates.
The knives? Baby's grabbing knives? This is not good.
That's what I'm saying.
It sounds like
when
chaos.
You have the dishwasher open, they want to grab everything in it. They want to climb up on the dishwasher. So when you say it takes 1 second, add that with kids climbing in, grabbing that.
Do you do it at the end of every day or do you do it after several days? That's more of what I'm asking.
No, we try to say we're going to do it after every meal, but guess what? It doesn't happen. I was lying to myself. That's the one
okay.
I did, the reel.
Yes, I remember.
I would lie. Mm-hmm. I'm a fool. I was lying to myself when I said I was going to do it after every meal. It doesn't happen. I'm sorry, and every parent out there will agree with me that you saying it takes 1 second. Nothing with kids takes 1 second.
I'm saying, except in a general perspective, and that's why I was asking. There doesn't need to be solid energy coming from that side of the room. I was asking for an understanding.
You were worried it wasn't going to be a solid energy podcast. I told you I was going to bring the energy.
Oh, yeah. You got feisty energy today is what you have. Okay. How important are anniversaries to you?
Whatever.
Like, if you celebrate them, cool. If you don't, no big deal.
I mean, I it's not that big a deal to me. My wife didn't even know our anniversary. She texted me, I think it was last year, on the wrong day. And she was like, happy anniversary. And then her parents, oh, yeah, happy anniversary to you, lovebirds. And I'm like, do they not know our anniversary is tomorrow? Like, I'm
so you knew the date, but you just didn't care to do anything.
Well, I was just so confused. So then I text my family and said, hey, she thinks it's our anniversary day, so I need everybody to send out a happy anniversary text. And everybody piled in. And then at like 9 o'clock that night, my wife looks at me and she goes, wait a minute, is today not our anniversary? Boom, got her, roasted. And the whole family got in on it.
Interesting that your guys' families also send happy anniversary texts. I mean,
my family doesn't. That I had to send them something to say, hey, make sure you send us a happy anniversary so she thinks it's our anniversary. Her parents do, which I find weird because it's not their anniversary, it's our anniversary.
Yeah, I find it weird on the outside perspective. But like,
do you send your parents?
Yes, but okay. I'm their kids. Like, they had me on part of their life, so I guess that's maybe the parents, but I feel like if other people...
But
like
our parents had us, so we're a part of their life.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, family is fine to say it.
Well, no one else says it to me.
Weird.
Friends
like,
don't.
I know, that's what I'm wondering. Do friends, like, text you and be like, happy anniversary?
No! My friends have no idea when we got married. I have no idea when my friends got married.
If you, like, post a picture, people will be like, oh, happy anniversary.
Yeah, they do because they're just saying, oh, I hope you have a good anniversary.
I know.
It's not that they know. It's just like, oh, you know, I hope you have a good day because it's your anniversary.
But that doesn't feel weird? Like the comments don't feel weird?
No, it doesn't bother me one bit. If you want to tell me happy anniversary, cool. If you don't, I don't care.
Hey, I'm asking. You're a married man, Lunchbox. I'm just trying to get all the details here.
But I couldn't tell you how many years I've been married.
No.
I think this might be six, but I don't know.
Maybe. What about like the really big ones, like the 10-year anniversary that's going to be coming up? Is that a big deal?
What about it?
Is that going to be a big deal?
No, why? Why is it bigger than nine?
But do you want it to be a big deal for her?
No, why is it bigger than nine?
I don't know. It's 10 years. It's a mile. Just like how 40, 50, the years of celebrating your decade happen.
I don't think it's that. I mean, so 11 is not as important because it's...
Don't
but
ask
it's longer
me,
than
Lunchbox.
10.
This is just what society does.
That's why society is stupid sometimes. Like, society is really dumb. Like,
you can, hey, don't go on your, I still have more questions.
Because 11 is more important than 10, but people celebrate 10, like, that's the big one. Like, well, no, 11 is probably more important because it's been longer. 12 is more important than 11, but we're going to, you see what I'm saying?
I hear you. I get that. I was just asking.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm glad anniversaries aren't that important.
Are they important to you?
I mean, I think the 1 year is the only one, like, just like.
Have you guys celebrated 1 year of being boyfriend, girlfriend?
We're about to. We're coming up on it.
When is it?
Memorial weekend.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It'll officially be a year. We were dating before that, but we weren't exclusively dating until Memorial weekend.
Okay.
So, yeah. And I don't know if we're going to do anything, but if we go out
to
dinner,
that's
cool.
Have you given him a hint and a nudge? Like, hey, it's important to me that we celebrate a one.
I reminded him. I was like, hey, by the way, in case you forgot, our anniversary is coming up.
So, AKA, you gave him a hint, like, we need to get...
So we can do something together.
AKA, you told him this is very important.
We could go on a hike, Lunchbox. We could go out to dinner. I don't care.
But you want him to acknowledge 1 year.
I want us to do something together, yes.
Okay, will you say happy anniversary before him, or will you wait and see if he remembers?
No,
like,
the day of...
Will you wake up and say, hey, happy anniversary, or will you wait a couple hours to see if he says it first?
No, I'll say it, but it also isn't an anniversary when you're dating. I think it's just like happy 1 year, 1 2 year, 1 3 year. Until you get married, then it's like happy merry anniversary.
I think it's an anniversary. You're dating anniversary, yeah.
I guess technically like any celebration, like even our birthdays are technically a birthday anniversary.
Yeah.
I just have never really thought of them that way. I feel like anniversary is like wedding, marriage specific.
Okay, yeah, I just think... Whatever, yes.
So yes, I will say it to him.
So, I mean, I'm not that big on it. Like, whatever. Like, it sort of like Valentine's Day. It's the stupidest thing ever. Mm-hmm. Valentine's Day is so dumb.
It
is so dumb.
I think what I love most in
about Valentine's Day?
No, just about all of them in general, right? Birthdays, anniversaries.
No, birthdays, anniversaries, fine.
Birthdays, anniversaries, Valentine's Day.
Nah, don't include Valentine's Day. It's stupid.
It feels good to be recognized. Just like on Valentine's Day, if somebody buys you chocolate, you're going to be like, oh, that feels good. For a brief moment, you felt good.
Yeah, you know how much they paid for that chocolate? $70.
No, and like go to a gas station and give me a candy bar.
$70. And you go the next day, guess how much it is? $12.
You're not wrong. It has been a very like...
Roses. You get,
money.
Go try to buy a dozen roses 3 days before Valentine's Day, leading up to Valentine's Day. Guess how much they are?
But I'm not a woman that likes $120.
Particulars. You go the day after Valentine's Day, you want to know how much a dozen roses is? $12.
Listen.
Get the crap out of here, Valentine's Day. Kiss my...
I'm not a woman of particulars. You could get me some candy out of the candy aisle. It doesn't have to be chocolate. You can get me sunflowers. You can get me carnations. It doesn't have to be roses. It's the thought of somebody thought of me for this special day, and I'm like, oh, that feels really good. That's why I say,
but,
like...
But no. They didn't think of you that day. They're forced to think of you that day. That's what Valentine's Day is. They are forced to think about you that day.
I mean, yeah. Or you could just be a Scrooge about every holiday lunchbox.
No, I'm just saying.
You're like the Grinch of Valentine's Day.
Yes, it's stupid. All you want to know what Valentine's Day does is just get you in trouble. That's all Valentine's Day is good for, is getting people in trouble and wasting a lot of money. Because guess what? You go to a restaurant. Oh, it's Valentine's Day. So we have a set menu and that's $50 a person. You go there on the Wednesday after Valentine's Day. Guess what? Order whatever you like. Each meal costs $12. Oh, wow. It's amazing.
You're right in this aspect. That's why I say you celebrate it in your own way. We made dinner at home. We just made it about us instead of making it about the holiday of what it was. It was just another day for us to focus on each other.
Yeah, but you're forced to focus on each other that day.
It's a good reminder.
By society.
We still do that. We make sure to do that like once a month where we like really sit down and do something together.
There you go.
And that for February, that was that day. We just did it.
Just happened to be on the day. Everyone says you have to do it on this day.
Atlanta.
Spend all your money on this day. Hey, go buy.
I told y'all he was feisty today.
Valentine's Day cards. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hallmark has a bunch of those because they're a waste of money. Goodness.
How do you feel about PDA?
I'll make out.
Make out. Hold hands.
Nah, we don't really hold hands. We're married. You don't hold hands when you're married.
You don't ever hold hands anymore?
Very rare. Very rare. You got...
Like if it's a night out... Let me paint the picture, okay?
Go ahead.
Night out on the town. The kids are with a babysitter.
The
you
stars.
Guys are going to walk to your favorite restaurant. You're going to have a nice meal together and then you're going to walk a little bit more. Maybe go out on the town for a little bit. Are you walking hands holding hands throughout that evening?
Probably not. Maybe every once in a while, maybe, but not, no. When you're walking into the restaurant, I'm not going to take my time to walk all the way around the car to make sure we're holding hands. We're going to meet right in front, walk around the car, up on the sidewalk, walk in the restaurant. Cool.
Do you hold hands at dinner, like across
the
table?
God, those people, listen, you want to know what, you want to tell losers at a restaurant, the people holding hands?
We do that.
You hold hands across the table.
Not the whole time. Like if we just grab hands
disgusting.
For a moment
no,
and then we go back to eating.
That is so gross.
No,
that
it's called romance.
No, it is not romance. It's called, let me vomit in my freaking mouth. If you hold hands across the table.
Not the whole time.
No. I don't care if it's for 30 seconds.
Oh my Lord.
There is no need for you to hold hands across the table. You were just with each other in the car. Hold hands in the car. You don't need to hold.
But sometimes we're not. Listen, we are dating. So at some point we are not. Sometimes we meet places and we see each other for the first time that day.
Okay, you give a kiss outside the restaurant. You don't need to hold hands across the table. How many times?
What about sitting on the same side of a table?
Don't do it. No, unacceptable. Mm-hmm. So you're telling me.
So interesting.
Okay, when you make dinner at your house, right?
Yeah.
With him. Do you guys hold hands across the table?
Sometimes.
Stop it. That all
not
that
for
is,
very long. It's more just like a touch. Like
no.
We're just recognizing
people at
each
a restaurant
other
and that hold hands across the table. They're probably cheating on each other because they. You know what
oh,
that. You know what that says? It says, "Hey guys, look at us. We're so in love, and we want everybody in this restaurant to know we're so in love. And we're gonna show you. We're gonna be so extravagant and extra about our stupid relationship. You hold hands across the table. You're hiding something.
I actually think it's the polar opposite of that.
No,
it's just two people that are very connected with each other.
Oh my gosh. Me and my wife sit at restaurants and make fun of people. Oh, look at that. She goes like, oh, should we hold hands like those people? And I'm like, no. And she laughs because she knows it's ridiculous.
And I do feel like when it happens, most of we're having like a conversation about something important is when we're kind of grabbing hands.
What is so important that you need to hold hands? Why can't you?
I don't know. I'm just telling you, it's a way to connect with someone, especially when you're not married.
Give me a conversation that is so important that you have to hold hands for that conversation.
You could be talking about your relationship. And sometimes talking about your relationship is really tough.
What are you talking about breaking up?
No, I'm just saying like you grow in relationships and you guys end up sometimes can have different opinions on certain topics and hard conversations happen. You're married. You should know that.
My wife has pushed out 3 children.
Okay.
So we've had a lot of conversations.
I feel like me talking to you about this is not going to be the same as me talking to anybody else about it because you see things so differently.
No. She's pushed out 3 children. Guess what? We have never gone to dinner and had to sit across from each other and have such a serious conversation, we needed to hold hands for it. Because we can just sit there and look at each other in the eyes.
But like you would make out with her in public, so why? Like I would make fun of you if you're just sitting there like groping each other in the public, but you'd do that.
We don't really make out in public.
But you just said you'd make out sometimes.
I mean, I give her a kiss. All right, cool.
But you don't make out. I thought you were Mr. Macho Man and you like to like make out with the ladies.
Yeah, I used to make out with ladies at the bars all the time. But guess what? I don't go to the bars anymore. I don't go. I'm married.
Yeah, so what I'm hearing is you need to spice it up a little.
No, not really.
Add some spice.
You see those three kids? That's a lot of spice.
That
all right?
is a lot of spice.
Exactly.
But
I don't
need. Between you and your wife, you got to just like grab her and make out.
Well, how do you think
her?
Those children got here? You think the spice just was happening between me and the kids?
I don't need to picture that to find out.
Exactly.
No,
just close your eyes. Let's just go back.
No,
okay?
I pictured a romantic day.
Just,
I'm not picturing you and your wife.
Close your eyes.
Oh my Lanta, I'm not. No. We're gonna move on from PDA. Is what we're gonna do.
All right.
What about couples who get matching tattoos?
Losers. It's same thing as wearing a matching shirt and a matching outfit.
You would never wear a matching shirt with your
no!
wife?
No! No!
Ever. What if it was a Sore Losers merch shirt?
No! ShopSoreLosers.com, but no. We got new merch coming out next week. But
you wouldn't wear matching stuff out in public? What if you both walk out and you're wearing it? You're like,
change
okay.
it.
Oh, you won't even let her walk out of the house?
No!
Like, even if it's repping you.
No, the only time we did it was when we went to a family reunion. We all had a family reunion shirt on. Okay, that's fine because the whole family, we're wearing the family reunion shirt for like 3 hours so we can take pictures. Cool. But we're not wearing the same shirts. It's just absolutely bonkers to me that people, honey, it'll be so cute if we go to the mall together and we wear the exact same shirt and jeans and tennis shoes. Oh my gosh, that's so cool. No, it's not. Be your own person.
I have never worn a matching shirt, so I have no skin in this game.
Like, literally, I was at the mall the other day with my wife, and there was a couple. Literally, she had the black and yellow shirt. He had the black and yellow shirt. The same shoes, same jeans with the rip in the knee. And I'm like, guys, what are you doing?
Yeah, I've never seen, like, the full outfit match
full
situation.
Outfit.
But I do think it's funny when couples have the shirts where, like, one's pointing to the other or they have similar things going on, but it's not the same shirt.
Oh, I have a shirt that says I'm with Stupid and has an arrow pointing. Okay.
Yeah, they're funny.
That's
when I
no,
see
no.
those are funny.
No, no.
Those I'm are kind of matching shirts,
no, no.
though.
I'm with Stupid pointing at her is funny. But her and him wearing both Mickey Mouse shirts, dumb.
I mean, I can't hate. I don't know that in my life at some point I may not wear a matching shirt.
Your boyfriend will not do that.
I mean, maybe.
Nope.
Listen, if he just wants to make me happy,
what
he'll
reason
make me happy.
Is there to wear a matching shirt? Why?
I don't know.
Maybe
we both liked a certain shirt and we're like, you know what? We're going to wear it.
Oh my gosh. You guys, people, this is what
I said, I don't know. I was just
people
asking.
People worry me that do that. I'm just like, I'm not friends with them. I'll tell you that. People
well, those two were combined. The couples getting matching tattoos and couples wearing matching outfits were in the same.
And I'd never get a tattoo. So, I mean, we'd never get matching tattoos.
Yeah, I don't have any tattoos either.
Like, I mean, like a matching
tattoo. Does your wife have any tattoos?
No. No. Good, no. Good gracious.
Why are you saying that like that? Tattoos aren't bad.
I don't know. I like tattoos. I think tattoos are cool. But there's just nothing I want to get tattooed on my body. There's
yeah,
nothing.
But then why are you saying that? Maybe your wife wants something and she's never gotten
no,
it.
No, she's already said there's nothing I want a tattoo on my body.
Fair.
And just think, when you're 60 years old, guess what? That tattoo looks cool now. It's going to be saggy and gross.
Not on specific parts of your body.
Everywhere.
Where? Not on like your ankle.
You don't think your legs get wrinkly?
No, like on the right behind the little bone part.
Your skin
no.
gets a little bit looser.
I mean, maybe.
I mean,
I
go
know.
To the gas station and watch that lady on her Harley roll up at 60.
Lanta.
And she has the tattoo right above her chest. And it's like, well, that's sinking down.
Okay.
Now it used to be a chest tattoo. Now it's a belly button tattoo.
Speaking of this woman that you're supposedly painting a picture of, what is your opinion on society and why we're doomed?
Well, because we were in Austin last weekend and we're out on 6th Street. We're on Dirty 6th. And obviously, you're from a younger generation. And so you're wearing a red dress. And this bouncer at one of the bars comes walking up to you. And he says, hey, I got red hair. You got a red dress. We were destined to meet. And I'm like, dude, you've spent too much time on a computer that you don't know how to use a pickup line. You don't know how to talk to a female. Like, that was one of the worst lines I'd ever heard in my life. And you actually smiled and giggled at the line. I don't know if you were being nice, but I was like, does she think that is quality talk? Like, does she think that is a good...
Well, Lunchbox, he didn't get anything from it, so no, obviously I did not.
Well, no, because you have a boyfriend, so I'm saying, but you giggled, and I was like, does she actually think that's a good line? I looked at that guy, and I thought, he spends too much time on Bumble, where you have time to type it out, delete, type it out, delete, type it out, delete, until you get it 100% what you want to be perfect.
You're right. Like
writing a paper for school. You can edit it and edit it and edit it. And then when the real life situation comes up, you go for your first line. It's like, well, that was a disaster. There is no edit button in real life. And that, when I saw that, I was just like, we're doomed. Like, these guys have no idea what they're doing anymore.
Do you want to hear? Abby took an audio of it, of the interaction.
No, she did not.
Yeah, she did. She actually has a video, but that will never get posted. She didn't show the guy's face, but she has audio of it.
Oh, she'll send it to me. I'll put it.
I know she is faithful. She's her boyfriend. Sorry.
That was it.
Yeah. So what happened is he did that red line, and then he said, Morgan number two said, I have a boyfriend. He goes, well, you don't want to? Like, what in the world? Like,
it was definitely an awkward interaction.
Like, it wasn't smooth. It wasn't, it was not good at all. Like,
and I do giggle. Like, I just giggle out of awkwardness. Anything awkward, I giggle automatically because it's like, allows my defenses to be down in there, so it's not like intense. And I will tell you, like in the dating world, when you turn down a guy, they can almost get aggressive. And that guy, you kind of saw a little bit at the end where he's like, tell your friend, or like, oh, I just wanted a side piece. And even when I told my boyfriend about the interaction, he was like, well, that was aggressive for no reason. Why wouldn't he just be like, okay, cool, thanks?
Well, I don't think it was aggressive. I think he was just trying to be funny. Like, he was trying to continue to be funny.
But and it doesn't come off that
way. Right, but
I'm saying
it wasn't funny because he wasn't good at it. Like, he didn't have any humor. He didn't know how to, like, laugh at himself. He just kept going. He would, that line didn't work. Let me try this line. Oh, you don't likely, maybe your friend will convince you. It was just bad. And so when I walked away from that, I was just like, in my head, I was like, man, society is going downhill real fast because of the online dating. Guys don't know how to talk to chicks in person.
Yeah, it is true. You're not wrong about that in general. People just don't know how to really like interact as much or as well in person than on the internet.
Yes, because it's a lot more internet conversations where you can edit the conversation and make it sound perfect. And man, that was anything but perfect. And I also thought, I wonder how many times he's used that red hair, red dress line.
Probably
like,
a lot.
Like, dude. Like that line, like you're a bouncer at a bar. So you're talking to females every single night. Unless that was his first night on the job, he should have better pickup lines by then.
Yes. And also too, like guys and girls, like if you get rejected, just like let it go. Move on. Don't keep trying to fight for it. Like if somebody says, I have a boyfriend or like, sorry, I'm not interested, be like, okay, cool. And walk away.
Yeah and no. If you're at a bar, you'd be like, okay, well, still, let me buy you a drink, blah, 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 break the ice. You know what I mean? But we were in the middle of the street. We weren't even in the bar. So that's, he just kept going.
You can't. If somebody says they're not interested, maybe that's an option. But if somebody says they have a boyfriend or girlfriend, you're kind of a sleazy person if at that point you continue on to try.
No, because a lot of times you say boyfriend, girlfriend, you don't really have a boyfriend, girlfriend. That's just like get away from me. So then you say, oh, well, let me still buy you a drink. So that way it shows you, here I'm going to tell you why.
Often,
a lot of people say they have a boyfriend or girlfriend. They don't really.
No, listen, Lunchbox, every time, if I was not interested, I'd just say, not for me.
No,
walk away.
But that's you. Most are. The easy way out is to say, I have a boyfriend. That's the easy way out.
You're not wrong.
I know I'm not wrong.
But
because guess
most
what?
Of the time
I've been
it's
in,
true.
I was in the game. No, it wasn't true. It wasn't true. It's really weird because they're there with all their girlfriends and, I have a boyfriend. Okay, don't believe you. Well, here, let me buy you a drink anyway, just to be nice. You know what I mean?
Man.
And then you start talking. Then she's like, she starts getting interested because she gets to talk to you a little bit. And then guess what? There's never really a boyfriend. Boom.
You charm her with the personality.
Yes.
Like, ooh, you're going to like me.
Yeah, and here's the great part. When I was in the game, I didn't have to really buy drinks because I knew all the bartenders, so I'd just be like, let me buy you a drink. Oh, no, you don't have to. No, don't worry about it. I got this one. It's free anyway. So I was shooting my shot, and she says, he's buying me a drink. Wasn't really buying her a drink. It was free. What up, girl?
Oh, you were playing the game hard is what you were doing.
That's what I did. Yeah. That's what I did. And that's why when this guy was that bad, I was just like, dude. Like, you need to learn. Like,
but even this guy, like, he didn't even just do it twice. He did it three times.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
After the second time, too, particularly, definitely give up. definitely walk away.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
But yeah, you're right. I was laughing, and it was not because it was funny. It was because I felt very uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
It is. It's one of my coping mechanisms when I'm in an uncomfortable
situation. Because you giggled, and in my head, I meant to ask you about it, and I never did, and I was like, she really thought that was a good line? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what M2 falls for is, hey, you got to, I mean.
Oh no. Yeah, it was the first line. It was like, hey, I got red hair. You got a red dress. Like,
we were destined to meet.
Yeah, something like that. And then I was like, okay, I got a boyfriend. And he's like, okay, cool. Well, you want two? And I was like, no, that's not my vibe. And then he's like, well, I was just looking to be a side piece anyway. Oh, he didn't even go. He went four times. Because he goes, I'm just trying to be a side piece anyway. I was like, still not my vibe. And then the fourth time he goes to Abby and he's like, hey, can you get your friend? Like, and she's like, no. Like, she's already told you three times no.
It was bad. It was bad. But that's it. That's why society's going downhill.
You're not wrong.
I wouldn't classify that as romantic either.
No, but it's in the game of dating and romance. It's all up in there.
Yeah.
I see it. Okay, well, at number six, Craig Morgan came in the show, and he's always hilarious to talk to because...
Did he really come in? I must have missed that.
Okay, he virtually called in Lunchbox. Okay. Lord. I mean, yes, if you've seen it online, then yes, you know he virtually called into the show, and he was talking with us, but he's pretty funny. He always, like, will answer things so honestly, and he talked about being a police officer. He talked about his time on the TV show Beyond the Edge. Just a lot of cool stuff in that interview, but the guys... Amy, Lunchbox, Bobby, they all had to answer questions based on how many numbers rolled.
No. We had to ask. We didn't answer. Craig Morgan had to.
You're right. Yes. You had to ask questions.
Yeah. So Bobby rolled the dice and whatever number it came up on, that's how many words could be in our question. So mm-hmm. I got two. So I only had two words to ask a question.
Yes.
Eddie only had one.
So super funny to listen to. We also never told Craig Morgan that was happening.
I really thought we were going to tell him at the end. We never did.
Yeah, we never did.
It makes it even better.
It just got left that way. So funny to go watch that interview. It's on YouTube or BobbyBones.com. But you, with your two words that you got to ask him, you asked him about what he was watching. So I want to know what you've been watching right now.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, I don't watch much. I try to watch the NBA playoffs, but I'm so tired that I don't really, I've only watched like a couple quarters here, a couple quarters there. I haven't watched the end of games because they're on so freaking late. And with three kids, I'm exhausted. But we are watching 30 Rock.
Oh, you're still on that, huh?
Yeah, we're on the last season. Liz Lemon just had a big thing happen in her life, and Jack Donaghy just had something big happen in his life. But yes, it's still a funny show, very enjoyable. I like it. I'm ready to be done with it. And then I don't know what we're going to move on to because we need to watch Ozark. Barry just came out, season 3.
I saw that. It popped up on HBO Max.
Do you watch that show?
No, but it popped up on my thing.
Fantastic. I love Barry.
Is it funny?
Okay. It's funny and it's like, yeah, it's very enjoyable. And it's been a while since season 2 has been out, so I don't even remember what happened. So
Isn't that the worst when you try and go back and watch, you're like, dang, I don't even remember what happened.
Yes, and I want to watch Ozark, the final season or whatever. I mean, I guess they split it into two seasons, but it's the final season.
Which is Netflix.
Yes, and my wife doesn't want to watch it at night because it's such a dark show. She's like, I don't want to watch something like that before bed. Well,
Fair.
No, not fair, because guess what? When else are we going to watch it? That means we're never going to freaking watch it.
Watch it on the weekend.
When?
Well,
we have three kids.
Yeah, but you get to decide what you do on the weekend with your kids.
My kids are not going to watch Ozark.
No, but during nap time.
Guess who naps during nap time?
Well,
with two thumbs and they're pointing right at them.
I can't help you there.
Me.
I was giving you an option, I can't help you.
I'm so tired after chasing them around all day that I need a nap too. So sorry, can't watch it at nap time. Let's watch it at night. Nope, doesn't want to watch it. So I don't know if I'm ever going to get to freaking watch it.
You may just have to watch it at separate times.
No.
Like she watches during nap time and you watch at night.
No.
That though. I can't watch dark stuff going to bed. It gives me nightmares.
I mean, we're watching Survivor, of course. We watch Survivor every week. It's amazing. Love that show. I'm still a little annoyed that they shortened it to 26 days instead of 39 days. Mm. These last two seasons, they cut 13 days off. Makes it a lot easier to win, I feel like.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
I mean, because if you're out there 39, that's a long time.
Yeah.
26 days, it's like, it's still hard. Don't get me wrong. When I'm on the show, I'll tell you how hard it was. But it's a little disappointing.
Yeah.
What are you watching? Oh, Challenge All-Stars just came out on Wednesday.
I was waiting for more reality shows.
Challenge All-Stars just came out, but we haven't started watching it yet. I've been too busy.
So basically, you haven't watched much. You've only watched the same show that you've already seen.
Which one I've already seen?
30 Rock.
No, I've never seen it.
Oh, has your wife ever seen it?
No.
Oh. So this is the first time watching, but it's an old show, right?
Yeah, it's an old show.
Okay, that's
I'm not going to sit there and watch a whole I'm not going to go
back. Listen, Lunchbox, I'm sorry. My memory, long COVID, is killing my brain.
No, but what I'm saying is I would never go back and watch a show from the start to finish that I've already seen.
Not even like a classic just to have it on in the background kind
of
thing?
No, I'll watch an episode, but I'm not going to start at the very beginning watch the whole, all the seasons all the way back.
I
do that,
but I sleep through some of them and I'll leave it on randomly. I don't see everything. I just kind of play it throughout
I'm
life.
Like, well, what's the point? Like I still need to watch the new season of Dexter. Like, I love Dexter, but I haven't watched the new season of it.
Yeah, you got a lot of TV to catch up on. Have you watched any movies?
No.
Yeah, you got
My wife doesn't like to watch movies. Why?
Makes her emotional.
They make her feel. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't want to feel. And yeah. I'm like, well, there goes my life. I mean, so I don't ever get to watch movies.
I love that about you guys. Yeah. I also love that about her.
But what are you watching?
Well, I did watch Death on the Nile, which is a movie on HBO Max.
Never heard of it.
It has like a bunch of big actors
Sounds
in it.
Sounds terrible.
It's like it's a modern version of Clue, essentially.
Okay. Was it bad?
It's pretty good. Like at first I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like this, but it ended up being pretty good.
Okay.
Like if you're just kind of looking and you need something to watch.
Okay. That's not what I want.
It's good to watch.
Oh, someone, our neighbor told us about one. Maybe with Kevin Hart.
I don't know. The Rock. Oh.
Let me text my wife, see if I can get to the name of that movie, but we never watched it.
Oh, I do like The Rock. And then I watched Multiverse of Madness, which you wouldn't care about, but it's in the Marvel Universe. It's out in theaters, and it was so good. That's all. I'm just going to leave it there.
That's it? Do you watch any TV shows?
Not really. Well, I have to watch Saved by the Bell, the first 8 episodes. That's my project this weekend. And then my boyfriend is making me watch How I Met Your Mother currently.
Oh, that's a great show.
Yeah, I just watched the first episode. He's like, see, it's so good. And I'm like, okay, fine. We can watch some more.
It's enjoyable.
It's funny. I got a few laughs out, but I'm indifferent at the moment.
Oh, man.
I've only seen one episode.
It's legend. Wait for it. Derry.
Yeah, it is funny.
It's with Ben Stiller and Will Ferrell, she thinks. Have no idea what it's called. Okay.
It's an
older movie, but okay. I don't know what it's called.
He hasn't been in movies in a while. But yes, if you're a Marvel fan, go see the new Multiverse of Madness. It's definitely dark. It's definitely the darkest show.
Who's in that one?
Marvel. Benedict Cumberbatch and the Olsons. What's her name?
Mary-Kate.
No.
Ashley.
Elizabeth Olsen. She is their sister, but she is, oh my God, so talented. Like she's in a category of her own.
Okay. I don't know about that. But.
So I'm telling you, like if it gets put up for awards, she should win them all. She dominated in that role in the movie.
Okay. I'll never see it. So.
I know. Okay.
Well, I'm just, there's so many superhero movies. I've seen Iron Man.
Will you watch the one with The Rock coming out? The Black Adam movie?
The what?
The Rock's going to be a superhero. Black Adam.
Never heard of it. Who's Black Adam?
It's coming out soon. It's not out yet.
But what is Black Adam? Is he from Marvel?
He's DC.
Are they just making these people up?
No, they're in comics.
So Black Adam is in a comic book?
Yes.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's DC. I was making sure.
Like I said, I just don't.
Yeah, DC and Marvel are all comics because Stan Lee did the Marvel comics. I don't know much behind the scenes of the DC comics, but yeah.
Okay, probably won't see it.
But they're all not made up. There are pieces of them that get made up.
Well, no, I get it. I understand what you mean. They're from a comic book, which I'm just not into comic books, so I don't know. I've never seen the Spider-Mans. I've never seen...
That's such a bummer. But maybe, you got three boys. So maybe as they get older, they'll get into it,
yes.
I have a feeling you're going to end up watching some of them.
Right, but we're going to be so far behind.
No, you'll end up watching them all, especially if they become like really into it. You'll be like, oh yeah, these are great. Because you will like them. It'll be something you guys can watch together that isn't an animated movie.
Iron Man was good.
Yeah. And if you like Iron Man, there's other ones in that whole universe that are good.
Ant-Man was stupid.
I mean, yeah.
Dumb.
It's not like one of the best Marvel movies, for sure.
What a terrible superhero.
And you didn't like Black Panther.
It was fine.
It was pretty good. It wasn't bad.
But it was, yes, but okay.
There's other ones out there, that's for sure. Okay. But yeah, superhero isn't your...
Is that a good one?
Yeah, that's in Marvel.
Is that the one I want? Like Black Panther, is that Marvel? See, I don't.
Yes, all the ones you've watched are in Marvel.
I'm done with this. Everybody's bored with this.
Did you ever watch the Star Wars stuff?
Stupid. No.
Okay.
Star Wars is so dumb.
You like did nothing, and you never watched like Harry Potter.
No.
Did you watch Lord of the Rings?
No.
So like you never watched any of the.
Do you understand that I'm not a nerd? That I don't have time for ghosts and goblins, Hogwarts.
It doesn't mean you're a nerd.
What is Lord of the Rings?
You know how many people like all these series?
What are Lord of the Rings talking about?
I haven't watched all of Lord of the Rings. There's a theory that you're either a Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter person. I'm a Harry Potter person.
So Harry Potter is wizards.
Yes.
Then what is Lord of the Rings? Ghosts and Goblins?
My boyfriend could tell you, but I have no idea. He made me watch the first movie. I was like, I can't watch it.
Is that Jacob and...
That's Twilight. Jacob and Bella, that's Twilight. The vampires?
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking. These are all like from book adaptations.
Didn't watch any of that either.
And you're just not watching.
Didn't watch that. Didn't watch Hunger Games. Didn't read Hunger Games.
Yeah, all of it. You didn't like any of the book adaptations. That's also probably because you read other books. You haven't read any of those books.
But I just don't. Lord of the Rings, I saw it in my ass. It's not my thing.
Yeah.
Like my mom was watching one of them one time. I don't even know which one it was. I heard it for about 2 minutes and it was like, and I was like, I'm out.
An interesting impression, for sure.
So if you guys know that noise, if it's from Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter, please let me know, because I don't know
if you're doing the right noise. If that's like the very specific noise, it doesn't sound like Harry Potter, but there are creatures in Harry Potter that it could sound like. I just am not sure based on your impression.
I'm sure I was spot on, so I'm sure everybody listening will know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, well, maybe. Be interested to find out.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, we got a correction from Scuba Steve about Lord of the Rings. They're mythical creatures, hobbits, all that stuff is Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
So Wizarding World, Harry Potter. There
could
you go.
Be what my mom was watching.
And
I don't
it's
know.
Likely that Lunchbox was trying to do a goblin of some kind impression.
No idea.
We're not really sure.
Everybody already knows because they heard that noise. They immediately took him back to where that point in the movie.
Mr. Actor over there. Eddie's kids coming in at number 5. They used a word. Eddie got really mad about it, not wanting them to use it. And I know you got like a strong opinion on that and you shared it a little bit on the show, but I want to know actually how your kids are doing. How's life at home and why are you so grumpy today?
Oh man, let me tell you. Well, it's just been a rough week. So I don't even know what night it was. Sunday night. I took baby box 2 to the ER because he was having 104 fever. It had to be Sunday. It was Sunday. So we went to the Nashville SC game, which is a soccer game, and halfway through the game, he's not feeling well. He sits in my lap. He's like, Dada, I want to go home. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we're going to go. And the game ends, and we're walking back to the car, and I'm carrying him, and he freaking vomits all over me. Like, blah. like all over me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's not good. And he goes, Dad, we got our soccer shirts dirty. And I'm like, Yeah, we did. So he has a fever. We go home, give him some Tylenol or whatever. And then later that day, his fever gets up to 104. And he's doing the heavy breathing, rapid breathing. And you can see the retractions of his ribs and his, like, throat area. And that's when he had RSV last summer. He spent 6 days in the hospital. And I was like, oh, my gosh, it's this again. It's RSV. I know it. And so we're calling the pediatrician, and they're like, oh, well, give him some medicine. You know, this is later at night again when his fever went back up. They're like, and if it give it 30 minutes, and if it doesn't come down, take him to the ER. So after 30 minutes, it came down 1 degrees to 103. So I'm like, is that enough? I don't know. And I was like, I don't want to do this RSV again. And so we go to the hospital, ER. And then, of course, he acts fine. Just acts normal.
But he still had a fever.
Yes. But he acts normal. Doesn't act like, you know. But we sat there for 4 freaking hours, me and him.
At night?
Yeah, till 1 in the morning.
Oh, man.
So I was just like, well, this is annoying. And then they just say, oh, yeah, we'll do a swab of his nose and we'll send it off. Have a good night. I'm like, we waited 4 hours for that. But once he started acting normal, I should have just left.
Yeah.
Right? I should have just peaced out. Like, later.
You're also going to get, like, a crazy bill, too, I'm sure.
Chunk deuces, you know what I mean? But I was just like, oh, my God, if we're going to go through this RSV thing again. Like, last time it was such a disaster, and he had to go to the ICU, all that stuff. And people with kids will understand if they've had a bad RSV experience. It was PTSD, really. And yeah. I was like, I've got to go. And so then we just went home at 1:30, and then I came to work, you know, like 3 hours later. Cool. Great. No sleep. But then baby box 3 starts getting getting coffee, like, and whiny, and the only way he's sleeping is if you hold him. So guess what? Been sleeping in the recliner trying to hold him, and every time you like about fall asleep, he makes okay. So the past couple nights I spent in the recliner for like 2 or 3 hours trying to get him to sleep, and then my wife would rotate and I'd go up. So I've gotten no freaking sleep, and so I'm so tired. So yes, I'm grouchy and tired because this stupid RSV is working its way through the household. Thank you, RSV, you stupid idiot.
Do you think that's what it is?
Oh, yeah, because they swabbed Baby Box 2's nose, and they called us the next day and said it is RSV. It is not COVID. It is not the flu. It is RSV. But luckily, he's a little bit older, and so he's able to fight it more on his own. It's usually really bad when you get it, depending on what strand you get in the younger kids. And luckily, so far, Baby Box 3 hasn't been too bad. Just a lot of whining and moaning and hold me. So that recliner, let me tell you. And the first night in the recliner, I couldn't even put my feet up. Like, he wanted to be rocking the whole time. And so I didn't even get to relax and kind of fall asleep. I had to rock the whole time. If you stopped rocking, it's terrible. It's terrible.
And Baby Box 2 is feeling better now.
I still coughing and stuff and still got a little, but yes.
But better than before.
Oh, better than before. Yeah, not 104 fever, just like 101.
Dang, but two yeah, so, sick kiddos.
So it's been rough. It's just rough. It's so tiring. Like it's, oh, yes. Like that's why I'm so tired. That's why I'm grouchy. That's why I look like I got hit by a bus. Not because I literally got hit by a bus, but I look tired because of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's coming off in your personality, too. That's more of why I know, not necessarily what you look like, but yeah, we can roll with that.
Yes, like I'm just like, oh, I want to nap so freaking bad. Like, oh, or just a good night's sleep.
Yeah, hopefully in the next few days, they'll start to turn the corner. Yeah. I was worried at first that it was like something heat related, knowing that y'all had been at the soccer game.
No. It was a nice 70-degree day at the soccer game.
Well, it gets super hot certain days, and I'm like, you never know. Like, heat flashes happen very quickly.
But once he vomited on me, I was like, okay, I don't think he feels good.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, he didn't throw up on me at the game. That would have been awkward.
Then you would have been like, okay, we got to go.
Yeah, and the people around me would have been like, what are you doing?
Do they like the games, by the way, besides
not
feeling well?
They love them. They love it. My kids love it. And like, if I'm not cheering at a certain time, if everybody's clapping, Baby Box 1 will be like, Dada, you need to clap. Dada, you need to clap. And he'll sit there and go, NSC, NSC. Like, he is all in.
Oh, I love that. You pass down your love for soccer to them.
Well, it's crazy. We just took them last year just to see if they would like it, and they love it. And they like, whenever it's like the game week, we're like, oh, you know, 5 more days, you know, 5 more sleeps till, you know, the NSC game. And then they'll wake up the next day and, Dada, 4 more sleeps, and we go to the soccer game. Four more sleeps. And then they wake up on game day and they're like, Dada, we go to the soccer game today? Yep. All right, I'm ready to go. And well, not yet. It's later this afternoon, so we'll take a nap before. Well, Dad, I'm ready to go. And we got to get my soccer shirt.
Oh, and they have all the gear too.
They have everybody in the family has a soccer shirt and they wear it and they love it and they chant it. And
do you guys go to both games a week? I think there's two a week, right?
No, or is it one.
Just switch off usually on the days?
Usually one, yeah.
Okay.
But.
And you go every week?
We go pretty much every game at home.
Dang.
It's awesome. They love it. They really enjoy it. So, and it's here's the parking situation at the new stadium is terrible. Like when it was at the Titans Stadium, it was so easy because we'd park, walk in, go to our seats, game's over, car, back home. We were gone 2 hours exactly. Now, it's like you got to take a shuttle and you got to do this and wait for the shuttle to pick you up. And now it's turning in from a 2 hour to a 4 hour event.
Mm.
I liked it because it was a 2 hour event for the kids. You knew boom, 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 in and out, not too much. It wasn't ever like, oh, football game can go into overtime or basketball game or baseball game where it could end up being 5 hours. It was 2 hours and we were back home. So now it's getting a little rough, but they still love it.
Does Baby Box 1 play soccer yet or can he play sports yet?
Oh, he plays soccer.
Okay.
Yeah, he's Team Snacks.
So he is playing some sports.
Yeah, I'm the coach of Team Snacks.
Team Snacks.
Yeah, we are in the 3 and 4 year old division.
Coach?
Yeah, if you listen to the Sore Losers Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Ray, Eddie, and myself, we give you a weekly update on the Team Snacks and how we're doing on the season. And let's just
what's your current score?
Our record?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
We're 0-5.
Oh, you're not a great coach, huh?
We've been outscored 93-6.
Oh, that's bad. You're a terrible coach.
Yeah.
I thought you were good at soccer, Lunch.
We've given up like,
what is happening?
We've given up like 93 goals and we've scored 6.
I don't know why it's so funny, but it is.
You're supposed to have 5 players on the field at a time.
Yeah.
We average about 2.
Oh, man. So you just don't have enough team.
No. We got team. They just go off the field and have a snack. That's why we're called Team Snack.
Because they just want to eat. Oh. What's their age division?
3 and 4 year olds.
Oh, yeah. They don't care. But there's clearly other teams that do care.
Oh, there's one team. Gus, I swear. I mean, he's the MVP of the league by far. Like, he probably scored 15 goals against us alone.
You just need one player that's like really good.
Like Gus was unbelievable.
Why can't you turn your son into that one player?
Trying. First game, he loved it. Second game, he wouldn't get on the field. Third game, he wouldn't get on the field. And then he was like, Grandpa, I want some blueberry yogurt. And he goes, well, if you don't play in the game, you can't get any blueberry yogurt. And then he came out there and played. And then the next 2 games, he's played every, he's been out there.
Oh, so he can get snacks though.
No, but the last 2 games, it hadn't been, you hadn't had to bribe him. He just got out there. So it's just been rough. Like 2 of the girls on my team, they just play tag the whole time. They run around and chase each other.
You're terrible. You're terrible.
It was so bad.
We'll actually know your skills as a coach as he gets older. When they're young, it's kind of hard to get them to play.
No. And these other teams, I don't understand how they do it. Like there's one last week, I wasn't even there. My wife texted me and she goes, well, the other team is warming up. They are running sprints from the inline to the midfield and back. And she goes, there's probably about 15 of them, and they're very disciplined, and they subbed in groups of 5, and it was so bad.
So do you just not have them disciplined enough?
I don't know.
You're just not a disciplinary? Is that what it is?
There is times that we go to throw it in, it goes off the other team, and one of our players will go pick it up to throw it in. There's no one else on the field.
They're just gone.
And so we have no one to throw it to.
This is hilarious.
Literally, my 2-year-old, there's one game, I think it was the first game or second game, I just grabbed him and put him on the field. Just I needed bodies on the field.
He's going to get knocked over.
I don't care.
He's like, I'm just going to stand there so he's going to come and knock him over with the ball.
Guess what? That's what happens. If you want to play, get out there because he wants to play. And there's been a couple times, and I'm just going to be honest with you. You can't laugh, though.
I'm trying really hard not to right now.
You cannot laugh.
Okay.
There's been a couple times that I've wanted to stick my foot out and block goals because we're getting beat so bad.
So bad. I tried really hard not to laugh. That's bad, Lunch.
Like,
you got to discipline your team.
Like, after one game, one of the coaches walked up to me. He's like, good game. And he passed me on the bag. He goes, I've been there.
At least you know you're not alone. It is watching. It's funny watching kids sports because you do have some that are serious and you have some teams that the kids just don't care.
I mean, one kid on my team, the first game he realized.
You guys can't see Lunchbox right now, but I think he may be shedding a tear a little bit right now.
The first game, he found out the net was kind of bouncy. So he would just turn around and run face into the net.
I love kids' sports. It cracks me up. But you know what, Lunch? Here's the thing.
No.
They only get to have fun on the field for so long before it turns very serious.
It's like, okay. Then one game, I mean, if you listen to Sore Losers, you can hear all these recaps. I mean, like, I go into more detail. One game, he wasn't into it, so his dad, they just left at halftime, and next week they apologized. Here's the bad part. I didn't even notice. I didn't even notice they left. I had no idea because I'm too busy trying to get people on the field.
It sounds like you got quite a handful going on over there.
And I mean, one girl on my team just walks up to me one time and she goes, there's no, those boys are too fast.
Fair comment. They are too fast.
I had one kid the other day come up to me and he said, we're about to kick off for second half. And he goes, I don't have a mama.
Oh, gosh.
And I was like, yeah, no, she's just out of town. He goes, no, I just have a dad. I have no mom.
Oh, gosh.
Like he goes, I got to tell you something. And I'm like, yeah, you know, that's how he approached me. And I'm like, yeah, what's up? I don't have a mama. I just have a dad.
You know, at least he's talking about it, though.
No, she was just out of town.
I know, but at least he's talking about
it. She was just on vacation. It was a girls' weekend. She went to Florida.
I don't have a mom. Okay, speaking of kids, I want to tell you this funny story. So my sister...
There was nothing funny about that story.
No, it's funny the fact that he does have a mom and he said he didn't. Oh, like, kids are
just
funny.
I just thought you were just laughing at
misery. I'm laughing at the entire thing. It's hilarious. But I do hope for your sake that they get better. But I think it's cool that they're at least enjoying themselves.
I mean, the fact
now.
That we've only scored 6 goals the entire season...
It's pretty bad.
Let me tell you, there was one game, this team was killing us so bad that the coach would pull their team to the side and have a huddle and try to let us score. And then, like, when we got near the goal, they'd be like, all right, go.
And they'd still block you?
We never made a goal. We went 3 weeks without scoring.
You got all these teams, like, trying to look out for you, and it's just not even working for you.
I mean, they tried to leave the goal wide open, and we couldn't do it. We didn't score 3 weeks in a row. We didn't score. You know how impossible that is to do with little kids soccer, 3-year-old and 4-year-old soccer, where there's no goalie and it just bounces around.
I think you need some new teammates, Lunch.
Yeah, I don't know what we need. We need a lot of help. But go ahead and tell me your funny story.
So
we're gonna win this weekend.
I hope you win.
We're not.
I don't have a lot of confidence.
We're not gonna win.
My sister is a speech pathologist back home, and she has a picture of her and I up.
Is that
in her
how you're
office.
Such a good speaker?
Yeah, no, she gives me such a hard time because I don't do well, which is really funny. She'll call me after like a show one day. She'll be like, "Really? That's how you say that?" I'm like, "Yeah, apparently." But she has a photo of us up in her classroom, and one of her students walked in and was like, "Oh, Miss Taylor's married," and my sister was like, "What?" And she's like, yeah, you're married. And they're like talking about the picture of me and her. They thought we were married. And they're like, no. Taylor was like, that's my sister. Like, no, we're not. And they had a whole field day with it. They thought it was the best thing ever her sister. It was a long explanation that my sister had to go through to get to the point of saying, hey, let's just focus back on the schoolwork. Because at the end of their conversation, the kid was like, you know, so you're not married. You have a dog. And that was that. And my sister got turned around so hard. She's like, this kid just totally shamed me because I'm not married to my sister.
How old is your sister?
She's 2 years old, almost 2 years older than me. She's 30.
Oh, okay. So she's not married. That's not a big deal.
No. But like, it was just funny. She's like sitting here just trying to work with this kid.
Man.
And she thought he was married to me.
Well, at least the kid thought you guys looked happy.
Yeah, and it wasn't like there was like some picture that looked like it. Like we're literally just standing next to each other smiling. I thought we were married.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Man, kids are funny, though.
Oh, kids are really funny. Kids are really funny.
Oh, well, you know what? Number 4 on the best bits this week.
No.
Lunchbox, your cringiest top 10 moments ever. Well, of the last 5 years or so.
That's number 4?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see what number 1 is then.
Well, It was a really good interview this week.
You have got to be kidding me.
But you do come in at number two for something
else. You've got to be kidding me.
Just trust me.
My baby's born, number two. 10 cringiest moments all time, number four. I can't buy a break. All right. When I won Employee of the Month, did that make number one?
Yeah, you've made number one multiple times.
Was that number one?
It just is all based on what happens in the week.
Oh, yeah. It's just whenever I'm on the podcast, it's never number one. Shocking.
Oh, my land. That's not true. It has happened before.
No, never. I've never been number one when I've been on this dang podcast. I may boycott it. I may have to boycott it like I boycott Chris Jansen.
No, you won't.
But I'm all in now.
Oh, boy. How did that segment make you feel about reliving 10 cringy moments?
You guys are weird. I didn't find anything cringy about it. I loved it.
Yeah, we've talked about this briefly before about how you just don't find like anything awkward.
No, not really. Don't really care. Like, whatever.
That's why I always said you'd be a good actor in certain like things, because you do not find uncomfortability very well. Like, you just, yeah, you're like, cool, I can do anything.
It's just, I don't understand how you guys are uncomfortable in that. Like, I do me. If something happens, like, okay, cool. Like,
oh, it is. What we have at the number two spot this week definitely made me put my face in my hands when we heard it back.
That's number two?
What is so weird.
I already know.
What do you think it is?
A chicken restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah, it's freaking, you know, these are all based off of engagement.
So then number three will be, I know what number three is then. Okay.
No, you don't know what number three is.
Got to.
What do you think it is?
It's got to be riding the bike.
No, that's not on there.
That's not on there?
No.
That was incredible.
It was incredible.
That got the most interaction.
No.
Oh, yeah.
It's not.
Look at all those comments.
There is comments, but there's more comments on other things.
No.
I can't help the engagement we get on things. Lunchbox is just based on what people want to interact with.
Really, it should have just been a top five of me. But yeah, I mean, the bike ride.
You are having a really great month. You had a great last month.
The bike ride, I mean, that got so many comments.
It did get a lot of comments, but this other one got more.
Okay, but yes.
And I'm trying to make sure we include everything that happened, not just Lunchbox.
But the cringiest moments, I don't think they're that cringy. I don't think they're bad. I think it's a lot of fun. And look. Yes, sometimes I don't know all the facts about these artists, but because here's the thing. Artists are used to you just coming in and pumping them up and, oh, you're so amazing, you're so great. Here's what I do. Cool, you hand me a sheet. All right, you want to talk about this album or what? You want to talk about real life? Because I don't really care about your album.
We will get into more of your artist debacles in this next segment going on, so we're just going to move into it. But I wanted your opinion on how you felt after that segment of us sharing the top 10, like, cringeworthy
moments. I felt that. I can't believe you guys thought those were cringeworthy, but hey, to each their own.
You're just out here trying to have a good time, right?
Just out here having fun, living my life. You know, if you find my life cringy, then, you know, that's cool. Cringe on.
What did your wife think about the top 10 cringy moments?
I have no idea. I don't know if she
heard
it.
You haven't asked her?
Nah. Oh, she gets uncomfortable when I do some of this stuff. She's like, I can't believe you do that. I don't want to be anywhere near you. She's very...
Well, because you do some of them when you're with her, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing with the kids. I don't care.
Yeah. You like when you go out on the streets, when you're getting audio and stuff, like I'm painting a picture for everybody. You are with your family sometimes.
Yeah, I'll be like, oh, hold on. I got to go over here and do this. And I'll run over there and do something. She's like, oh, God, it's not bad. And I'll start playing the audio back for her. And she's like, I can't.
So she just kind of laughs it off.
Yes.
She's very used to it at this point, probably.
I don't know about used to it. I don't know if you ever get used to it.
Mm.
She just is very like, I can't believe you did that. It's so embarrassing.
How often is it that they're with you?
Oh, not that often. You know, one every 10 times. You know, just sometimes I'm like, oh, I got to get this done. This is funny.
Because so. You'll see something, you're like, I got to do it right now.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
When you're in the wild.
In the wild. If you want to call it in the wild, yeah.
Yeah, it's in the wild. You're out in the wild and you see something crazy happen.
I call it society, but wild would be in the woods.
I mean, wild's pretty accurate for society too, Lunchbox.
You're right. That's a great point.
At number three was Throwback Thursday. Everybody really loved hearing about the fun facts in country music and the history of a special day this week. But I want to talk about the iHeart Country Festival.
Yeah.
Because you heard one earlier about the dude in the street when we went out on 6th Street. We did. I was with Lunchbox majority of iHeart Country Festival weekend.
Yeah.
But hilarious story about Lunchbox. So Saturday night, we get done with the whole show. I Uber back with Lunchbox, Scuba Steve. Everything's great, right? We walk into the hotel and Lunchbox is getting a water. He asked me if I want a water. And I'm like, yeah, this is coming from the front desk people that were super kind and had all these bottled waters for everyone.
Yeah.
Lunchbox gets one, Scuba Steve gets one, and I'm standing like, I don't know, 5 feet from Lunchbox, and he's like, hey, you want one? I'm like, yeah. Lunchbox grabs one and he throws it at me. Okay. Meanwhile, I'm still holding all my bags. I've worked all day long.
I threw it to the girl that played competitive softball at 12 on an 18-year-old team, and she's so good and dominant. Can't even catch a dang bottle
after,
of water.
After I worked like a 14-hour day, it's not even shaped like a softball. Lunchbox throws it at me. I don't catch it. You know what happens?
She got butterfinger hands, stone hands, whatever you want to call it.
I didn't catch the water ball.
Drop it on the ground.
I also didn't think he was going to throw it at me. I thought he was just grabbing one, but you threw it. It gets dropped, and no, it doesn't just like drop and I can pick it back up. It goes everywhere all over the lobby. And you know what?
I have never seen a cheaper bottle of water where you throw it and the cap shoots off and spills water all over.
I think that means it was a violent throw.
No, I threw it underhand. I threw it underhand, like a little lofty, a little pop fly. I just catch it with two hands, you know? Keep your eye on the ball.
Oh, man.
It drops. And I mean, the cap shoots off and water pours all over the lobby. And I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. And Scuba's like, why would you throw it? Why? He's like an angry grandpa. And M2's all, that's just so bad. That is just so bad.
Well, because then the workers had to then clean up the lobby after they were just giving us free water bottles. And it wasn't until the guy had already started like trying to pick it up. I was like ready down to clean it. And he's like, no, I got it. But Lunchbox, it wasn't until the end of the water had been basically fully mopped up that you're like, oh, you want me to help?
I offered to help.
Yeah, after they were done with it.
Well, I was still getting over the annoyance of you dropping the water.
Well.
Like, I was so annoyed that you dropped the water.
I was so tired, Lunch. You just worked all day.
Yeah, but you dropped the water making me look mad. Like, making me
look. You did look mad.
No, what did I look mad? I got you a water. I tossed it to you. And you dropped it. And then everybody's looking at me like I'm the bad guy. So I was very annoyed at that whole situation. But yes, at the very end, I was like, hey, man, you want me to help you with that? But he said no.
He did say no. But
I was nice enough to offer.
Like already done at that point.
But was it nice of me to offer?
Yeah, sure, Lunchbox, if that's what you want me
to
say.
Did you drink that water?
Yeah, I drank the rest of it, the 1/4 that was left in it.
I mean, I don't understand how a bottle cap shoots
off. I've never
off.
Seen a bottle water like drop to the floor and do that.
Right, because it was unopened. So it's not like the cap and was loose or anything. It was unopened. And that little toss shot it. Boom.
It was pretty wild.
I mean, that's how it works with me. If anything's going to happen, it's going to happen to me. And I was so annoyed. And
I posted a reel and there was some clips included in there of Lunchbox dancing on 6th Street, having the time of his life.
I did. I had a good time.
We took lots of shots. We ate a lot of good food. I don't know.
Did we eat we did eat some good food. At Bangers, and they had some good barbecue. Oh, my gosh, they had some good food. Oh.
I had some good breakfast tacos from
Veracruz.
Yeah, Veracruz tacos.
Yeah. When did you go get tacos?
Saturday morning.
What the heck? I got no tacos the whole time I was in Austin because, I had to go to a St. Jude breakfast. You know what I mean? Like, they send me to Austin, and they don't expect me to have friend time. So I'm like, all right, well, I was going to go get breakfast tacos with my friends. And then they were like, oh, you got to be at the St. Jude thing. So I was like, well, guys, cancel tacos. You can guys just come to the St. Jude breakfast with me. So we ate breakfast. And then on Sunday morning, on Saturday night, I get a text from my sister. She's like, hey, you want to have breakfast in the morning? And I'm like, well, my flight's at 9, so I guess we could do breakfast at 7 a.m.
You did breakfast at 7 a.m.?
Yeah, so my sister came to the hotel, and we had breakfast at 7 a.m.
Dang.
Boom.
Early.
Well, yeah,
Yeah, you're trying to get in all your time.
Our flight was at 9. Mm-hmm. Eat breakfast 7 to 7:50. Then she drives us to the airport. I mean, I said, as long as we're at the airport by 8:20, we're good. And she's like, I'm already stressed out for you. And I was like, you don't need to stress. This is easy. And we ate breakfast. We had a good breakfast. We had some good conversation. And then we piled up and Abby was late leaving, and so I was like, Abby, you want to pay my sister $5? She'll drive to the airport, too.
You made Abby pay your sister $5?
Well, she was going to have to pay an Uber.
So you made her pay $5?
I didn't make her pay, but I was nice. I was like, get in the dang car, and she had to sit in a car seat.
Oh.
Because my sister has three kids, and so she had the car seat, so Abby had to strap into the car seat. Luckily, Abby is small as like a kid, so she strapped into a car seat, and we drove to the airport. And my sister's like going 75, and I'm like, you can slow down.
You guys were a little late. We were boarding by the time y'all showed up.
No, we were right on time.
Mm-hmm.
No, you weren't boarding by the time I got there.
Yeah, A had started boarding.
No, because you asked me to get you a seat. And I
hadn't started boarding. I said A was boarding. That's not me.
Because you wanted me to. And then Morgan gets mad at me. Hey, can you save me a window seat? And her letter is B97. And I'm
there
like,
isn't even a 97. I was B48. And okay, I did want a window seat because I get very nauseous on planes.
And I tried to save you a window seat, but guess what?
But then you were in the window seat.
No. I got myself a window seat.
Yeah.
And then I tried to save one in front of me for you, and it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. And then I tried to save Abby a middle seat.
It's okay. Hey, Abby and I sat by each other on the plane. And we sat next to Gator, and it was great. We had a whole interaction because Abby got an empty thing of the crackers that you get. It was just air. She got a bag of air.
That's pretty cool.
So we had a good time.
Oh, you know what I did?
You slept the whole time. Lunchbox can fall asleep anywhere. You could literally put him in a chair somewhere and he could pass out.
Oh, I try to sleep in that recliner, sitting straight up. Mm-hmm. That's when you know you're old, when you can fall asleep sitting straight up.
Any other stories from iHeart Country? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Those were the good ones. I mean, we did some interviews and stuff that'll get posted at some point.
Yeah, at some point. You're running out of energy.
I'm just thinking. You, me, and Eddie interviewed Jimmy Allen.
That was really good. And we did Maren Morris.
No, but about the Jimmy Allen was funny because Jimmy Allen serenaded you. And you did not like it.
Well, no, I just didn't know. It's not that I didn't like it. It's just he was singing something that I had no idea what he was singing.
He's singing,
so
you want to be popular.
So I was literally just sitting there going.
It's from Wicked.
Well, what do I do?
It was so cool. It was a really fun interview. If you didn't catch the beginning of the live stream, yeah, he straight up like serenaded, sang the entire popular song to Lunchbox's face. And Lunchbox is like sitting in disbelief.
No, because I was like, I don't know this song. I don't know like when it ends.
Well,
I don't know how it goes.
Then we got Maren in right after that. And she had overheard and she sang a little bit of Little Mermaid. Did you know that song?
Nope, didn't know
that
one.
It's a shame.
No, it's not a shame. Just part of life.
So many good songs.
No, I'm not saying it was a bad song. I saw Wicked one time in Austin, and it was terrible, and I didn't like it. And there was a drunk girl behind me singing. She was walking. She had bare feet, and she was singing every song along with Wicked. It was so bad.
Well, Lunchbox, you are entitled to your opinion, and your opinion is wrong.
But my wife loves Wicked. Like
exactly. It's a great musical.
Yes, but I didn't like the musical. Maybe I just didn't understand it. I don't know. But then with the girl singing behind me, I couldn't follow along because I'm hearing her sing. So it's just a bad experience seeing Wicked. It was just bad. It was bad.
So maybe you need to see it again.
Yes. And speaking of the live stream, my kids were watching while they were taking a bath. And they were upset at me because I wasn't waving back to them.
Oh.
Because they were waving, going, hi, Dada. Hi, Dada. And
you never waved. You never shouted out your kids. Actually, you did shout out your kids your wife.
I did. But they thought, I could see them.
Oh.
And they were like, Mama, he's not waving back, Mama. He's not waving back.
So she had to explain.
I cannot see you. I don't know if she explained it, but she texted me. She goes, the kids are so mad at me or mad at you because you won't wave back. And then she goes, and I called my kids dirty birdies, and you guys thought that was the weirdest thing ever. And my wife goes, I didn't think dirty birdies was weird.
I've never heard dirty birdies before.
Either have I. I just say it just because it's a way to get them to go take a bath. Like, are you a dirty birdie? All right, let's go clean.
Yeah, you just found two words that rhyme.
Yes,
and you used
dirty birdies, and I ran with it.
I know, but then you said it on the live stream.
I did.
In front of everyone.
That's right.
But yeah, those interviews were fun. I talked to Cody Johnson for a while, and that was pretty fun. And yeah, we had a good time.
We ate some
good catering food there, too.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. They actually had some good. Usually the catering food is terrible. It's like a freaking bologna sandwich, but they brought it out. They had some shrimp, chicken, cheesecake. I mean,
I had a salad, but that cake was good.
Oh, I ate that cheesecake. I was like, hello.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates.
Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
And at number two, Lunchbox, in quotation marks, interviewed Guy Fieri.
No, Fieri. Yeah, Fieri.
I don't like that his name's spelled with an R, because it throws me off every time.
I don't understand it either, because he called me out for saying his name wrong, and I was like, well, it says Guy Fieri. Like, that's what your name says.
Guy Fieri. That's such a cool last name, though. You interviewed him. That was a whole thing, and we're not going to give any of that away, because I want people, if they did not get to hear it this week, to hear it for the first time and experience that.
I need to put that video up on my Instagram.
I do. Yeah, you
it's
should.
It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's a good claim to fame.
Should I put it on Reels? Is that what I need to do?
Yeah, you do.
Do I put it on TikTok?
Yeah, put it on all the things.
Do I need to put
it? You may get roasted.
Do I get a song underneath or no? Just straight audio.
No, just straight audio.
Just me and Guy Fieri hanging out?
Yeah, tag him.
I will.
See if he responds again. I don't think he will.
Yeah.
Not after that interview. He's like, I'm staying away from this dude.
No, I think he'll respond. I think he'd like me.
Oh, you think so?
No, not really. Not really.
I do want to talk about two Food World stories. Okay, you ready for these?
I'm ready.
Cinnabon and Carvel. You know who those two brands are?
Don't know who Carvel is.
Ice cream. Really good ice cream.
I know Cinnabon.
Carvel has the ice cream cakes in like grocery stores.
Okay.
You know, it has the crunchies in the middle?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, Cinnabon and Carvel are joining together. They're creating Cinnabon Swirl in these new locations, much like a Jamba Juice and Annie Ann's type location that you've seen in the mall.
I hate when they do that. You want to know why? Because I don't feel like they're as good. I don't feel like they concentrate on their food as much. It's like when a KFC is mixed with a Taco Bell. I'm like, I mean, is that really good? Like, that's not.
Well, I do feel I'm with you because I don't tend to, but like, and Annie Ann's and Jamba Juice, not bad. It's like a smoothie and pretzel. You can't really mess it up, right?
Yeah.
But like, yeah, Pizza Hut, KFC, they do those. They don't tend to have all of the items, and it's like a mini one inside of the bigger one.
Yeah, I don't like that.
But I do like this because if you think of it this way, they're going to have the Cinnabon, which is all the yummy cinnamon treats. Yeah. And then you're going to have Carvel's ice cream. Easy mix, right? Like,
yeah, ice cream should be easy. You know what I don't like? And this may call me so weird.
It wouldn't be anything new, Lunchbox.
No. I have a problem with fast food restaurants being attached to gas stations.
Interesting. Like a Subway, like a Burger King.
Because I don't want my burger mixed with gasoline.
But your burger's not out by the gasoline.
I understand that. Like, I'll eat one of those hot dogs off the roller things.
That's much worse for you than the fast food.
I know. But for some mental block, when I see like a Wendy's attached to the gas station, I can't do it.
You just can't eat it.
I'm like, it's all mixed in with the gasoline and you can buy a quart of oil and a hamburger. That's not my
thing. It's the best of both worlds. You get the best of both worlds. That's some trivia for you from my generation.
Don't know it.
Hannah Montana.
Oh, okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I'll sleep easy tonight.
It's the best of both worlds.
I know it sounds so stupid. So I will get my gas and then I'll go across the street to the different.
But especially the fact that you will eat the food that's in the gas station. You're eating food in the gas station.
I know.
It's the same concept.
I know. Trust me.
So yes, you are weird for this.
I don't understand it. And I think people will relate to me. But yes, I'll go in and buy a bag of chips from the gas station.
But you said you'd buy a hot dog.
I will eat.
That was sitting on the little roly-poly thing.
And hot dog, I like when it's a bratwurst more.
Okay, with a little brat on the little roly-poly thing.
Yes, I'll eat that. But I just can't do the restaurant attached to the gas station. I know. Makes no sense.
It doesn't.
Makes no sense whatsoever.
Listen, low-key gas station, like snacks, food, everything from so no. good. So
yes,
good.
You get the beef jerky, get some of that, get some Reese's peanut butter cups, something like that. But corn nuts, oh, those are so good.
Oh, here we've talked about this on the show, but it always kind of changes. Give me your top five.
Oh, five. I can
gas eat. Station snacks.
Oh, sunflower seeds is one of them.
Yes.
Beef jerky.
Flavored?
Yeah. Barbecue or
oh, I'm a ranch girl. Ranch sunflower seeds. So
do ranch.
Good.
I don't do ranch.
I know. Ranch sunflower seeds are so good.
Oh, dill pickle. Dill pickle sunflower seeds are the bomb.com.
He's a pickle guy.
beef jerky is absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Gardetto's is good except for those brown chips.
Brown chips are so good. Rye chips. I would love a whole bag of the rye chips.
You throw those out the window. Just throw them out the window.
No, you throw the pretzels out the window.
Nah, pretzels.
No, you're so strange.
One of those bratwurst on the rolly things.
Mm-hmm.
Then what would be number five?
I love me a good Laffy Taffy.
No, gross. Mm-hmm. I don't like.
Or a Big League Chew.
Okay, yeah, but I don't like Laffy Taffy or Starburst. I don't like the chewy.
Strange. Do you like the trolley gummy worms?
Every once in a while.
Little sour guys?
Every once in a while. But Reese's peanut butter cups are where it's at.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, but that's not really a snack.
No, like if I go into the gas station.
Gotta
and
get corn nuts.
If I get five things for a road trip, okay?
Okay. Lottery tickets.
No, I don't buy lottery tickets. My dad does. So.
Yeah, exactly. It's so much fun to scratch them on a road trip. You buy whatever and then just scratch them as you go.
True. My dad does. Sister does because of my dad.
Thank you.
Ranch sunflower seeds, a Red Bull. Gives me some
gross.
Energy.
It gives you wings, actually.
It does give me wings. Some Ruffles, cheddar, and sour cream chips.
Ugh. You eat the nastiest things I've ever heard.
No, these are great.
Sour cream? Ugh.
Some trolley gummy worms and some peanut M&Ms.
Okay, peanut M&Ms are awesome.
I get everything of a little taste of it. I got salty, no. I got sweet,
Can
I got chewy.
Can I tell you
chewy.
What you need? You need to get some chips, but you need to get Sun Chips, the garden salsa ones.
The Ruffles?
No.
Cheddar and sour cream are the best chips out there.
No, the garden salsa Sun Chips.
That's bougie. That's a bougie chip, Lunchbox.
It is so freaking good. I have never had anything taste so good in my life.
I mean, yes, they're good, but that's a bougie chip.
No, I like, you know what I also like? Jalapeno chips. Jalapeno chips are where it's at. Do you not like jalapeno chips?
No, I don't like spicy things.
Oh, my goodness. But yeah, whenever I see those garden salsa, like I go to Subway and they have a chip option and they have that garden salsa. You better believe I'm getting those garden salsa. They are so freaking good.
Well, there you have it. If you go on a road trip, let us know which one you'd pick.
Lunchbox's garden
road
salsa.
Trip or mine?
Oh, mine. No one wants your sour cream onion crap.
Okay. Scuba Steve is sitting in the room, and I just need him to place one vote right now. Ruffles, cheddar, sour cream chips, or the, what are they, Lunchbox?
Scuba.
No, don't make your case.
What? No,
don't make your case. Just say what it is.
He didn't hear your chips. He didn't.
I heard it. Ruffles sour cream cheddar. I have one ear out, one ear in.
Or garden salsa Sun Chips.
Garden salsas. You know what? I have to say, it's not what you would think I'd pick because your option sounds like it would suck. But I've had those Sun Chips and they are damn good.
Yeah!
Garden salsa Sun Chips are amazing. They are an underrated chip.
I got
chip.
Two bougie men in here.
No,
what is
no,
happening?
No, it's not bougie. You get them at the cheap ass gas station anywhere, any corner,
you
gym
get them
joint
any
store,
any
anywhere.
Corner store.
Yeah, but these are new flavor. I'm talking like OG flavor.
This is an OG flavor. It's been around for like 15 plus
it
years.
It is so.
Yeah, they have.
Dynamite.
Yeah, because the Sun Chips have been around for probably 30, yes, 40 years.
Those
but the
have.
Garden salsa has been around since I was probably the kid in the 90s.
Oh, my gosh.
Sure?
The garden
I feel
salsa.
I like it's a new flavor.
Ugh.
No, not at all.
You cannot. Thank you.
It's one of their original flavors.
Thank you.
Well, I know there's plain and there's cheddar. I didn't know there was a third one.
Yeah, the garden salsa. They have a bunch of them.
Oh,
they have so many. I do love Sun Chips, but man.
It looks like it's discontinued, though, it says online. It says discontinued.
Uh-oh.
No.
Garden
Uh-oh.
Salsa.
Lunchbox and Scuba Steve about to have a mini heart attack on the air because they're bougie chips.
They're not bougie chips.
Oh, my God.
Bougie chips would be like
if
we had pop chips or something like that.
Yeah. Those
or Pirate's
I
Booty.
I know, but I just what like calling them bougie. Are they discontinued?
Yeah.
Lunchbox is going to cry. Skip a Steve. What did you do? You broke
Those
him.
Came out in 1991.
Oh, you're right. I did not know those were an OG flavor.
Oh,
interesting.
Yeah,
okay, wow. And then they don't make them more,
but
apparently.
But now they're gone. Oh, my. Lunchbox may, like, cry right now.
Well, it's on their website still,
no,
though.
No. Hold on. Someone said, I'm wondering if you stop making the sweet potato and brown sugar chips. I can't find them anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Please tell me they are still in production. They are my absolute favorite. Then someone said, we are very sad that this flavor has been discontinued. We know this is a big disappointment. We share our team feedback. Okay, I don't see anything about the other
one. Yeah, the Sun Chips is on their website.
Those are really good.
Okay.
Did you guys have a chance to try those, the sweet potato and sugar ones?
No, never heard of them. That's a bougie chip.
It's a Sun Chip. It's, according to you guys, those are not bougie chips.
That garden salsa. Oh, my God. I'm going to go get some right now. I need them. Like, they are so...
Well, I guess is what I'm going to close out our best
Like,
bits.
Are they not amazing, Scuba?
Oh, my God. They're my absolute favorite. If I'm going to a gas station or somewhere on a road trip, those are my top three chips is a garden salsa. It's just the flavor, the crunch, everything about it is amazing.
Everything. Yeah. Like, if you've never had them...
After flavor. Oh, my God.
I guess you've got to go get some. These.
You've never had them?
I think I might have tried them before, but I didn't like think much of them, so I'm going to have to try them with your guys's, you know,
seal of
notes
approval
in mind.
Okay, cool. Man. I don't know. You haven't lived till you've had garden salsa.
Apparently, I mean, dang, I'm still keeping my ruffle cheddar sour cream because those are the bomb. But
they're really good. Yours are good too. It's a tough choice, but I like the garden salsa.
That's fair. It's fair. We got a second opinion.
Dang, and all of America's gonna wave in.
They're gonna wave in.
They're gonna wave.
They're just gonna
in.
Wave. Say
yeah,
hello.
Yeah, just like Craig Morgan came in. You know what
all
I mean?
Right. Okay. Well, we did have somebody come in. Rude. So many meanings to that and rude. This is literally after the show. It's a boys' locker room in here in Atlanta.
I heard that earlier and I wasn't going to say anything, but then you said it and I was like, yeah, I mean, he didn't come in.
You know what? Everybody can correct me always. It's fine. At number one, the one who did actually come into the studio was Jelly Roll. And man, you guys have been blowing up our socials about this guy, about this interview. You guys just absolutely loved it. I also thought it was awesome. It was really cool to hear his entire story. He just gave us so much information, came in here and really like laid it all out. And I think it's so cool. And if you haven't listened to it, you can listen to it on the part two, but you can also watch it at bobbybones.com. So Lunchbox, that's it for us. No more arguing for us today.
I don't think we argued at all. I just think I made valid points about life and... Yeah, I really appreciate
it. That's what everybody says. I'm not wrong. I just made valid
no,
points.
No, I didn't say wrong. I said I didn't think I argued. I thought I just gave you my perspective.
You gave a great perspective, and you really, truly came in and gave it your all, even though you're very tired and you were very feisty today. And I very much appreciate it.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate you having me. I hope everybody enjoyed this. And I need to know the answers. Can we put a poll somewhere? Sun Chip, the garden salsa Sun Chips are your crappy ones?
They're not crappy.
You're going to have to give me the name.
Ruffles, cheddar, sour cream are not crappy.
You're going to have to give me the name of it, and I'll put it on Instagram, Radio Lunchbox on Instagram, because I need to know.
I think we're both going to have to put it up, because I can't have you sway your listeners, because do that crap. You get on there, and you're like, listen, these are the best thing ever. You got to vote for me.
Literally, I'm going to say, which chip is better? That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And put it up.
Yeah. But we can post it after. I'll post up a little podcast thing and people can go vote in the poll.
Okay. All right.
Does that sound good?
That sounds good.
Well, thanks for hanging out. Tell the people where they can find you.
Radio Lunchbox on anything and everything. And also the Sore Losers, Ray, Eddie, and myself. We do a podcast Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It's really, really, it's about sports, but it's not about sports. So
I love that you're about to just say it's really funny.
No, it's really crappy is what I was going to say, but it's fun to listen to, I think.
It is. This is a great podcast. Definitely one you guys should check out. And you guys can find me on everything at Webgirl Morgan. And this is the Best Bits podcast. Make sure you check out part two, Best Bits, Just the Bits. It's also a good time. So thanks, Lunchbox, for coming on.
You're welcome.
I hope you get some sleep this weekend.
Probably not.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh,
Yeah. I love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it. Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.